She peeked over at me with tears in her eyes. "I love you too," she mouthed. I'd said it at least 50 times today, as if getting those words in as much as possible might make what was about to happen less painful. My eyes grew wet as I thought of how I wouldn't be able to touch her tomorrow. Or the next day. Or the next. I blinked and tried not to think about it. Anna's basset hound, Huckleberry, plopped down on top of my feet. I bent down and pet him on the head, taking the chance to brush away my tears. When I stood back up, Anna beamed at me. She always said Huck was a good judge of character. It made her happy that he liked me so much. I picked up her hand, twined our fingers together, and smiled. "Stay back." Ashton, another of Anna's uncles, hollered over the guitar. Ford's girlfriend was hanging on his arm. He tried to shake her loose. Ashton said he was pretty sure Ford had met her on the bus trip down here. They both smelled like beer and gas station hot dogs. I didn't know if she was drunk or bored, but she tightened her hold on Ash, giggling. "Huh," I said. "That's something." "She gives me the ick," Anna shivered.
"Seriously?"
Ashton held the woman at bay with his pointer fingers forming a cross.
"Get."
Christy cackled and slapped a hand over her nose and mouth. Anna snorted and I felt her ribs shake with laughter. I wanted to hug Christy for making her laugh. And Ash, and Ford's gas station hookup girl. Anything to make Anna happy for a few minutes. Holden, who was standing in front of Christy, swung his head around and shut everyone up with a terrifying glare. When he was satisfied we were all going to behave, he dropped to one knee.
"Aw."
A very pregnant Lemon set off to my right. She looked like she was holding back tears. But she was 9 months pregnant, so she cried at everything. I heard tires crunching over gravel in the distance. Dread entered my stomach, and somehow I knew it was my dad's car, even though I couldn't see it. I wouldn't put it past my dad to pick me up early. He was itching to leave. He'd wanted me to skip the last day of school altogether, but I refused. My phone buzzed in my pocket. I pulled it out enough to peek at the screen.
"Dad, time to go. You have 30 seconds to say goodbye."
I groaned quietly. "My dad's here," I breathed. Anna's fingers dug into my forearm. "No, I get you until 5. Her eyes were pleading. My phone buzzed again. I swore under my breath as Holden began his proposal.
"I'm so sorry. I have to go,"
I whispered as my dad's car came into view. If I didn't, Dad would make a scene, and Holden looked like he was about to have an aneurysm as it was. Anna's eyes turned down and she let out a deafening sob she'd probably been holding in all day.
"Oh my gosh," Holden groaned, annoyed. "I barely even started."
"It's not you," I said as Dad's car pulled to a stop 50 yards away. "I'm sorry, y'all." I gave everyone a wave. "I have to go."
"Seriously?"
Silas growled.
"I thought you told him to come at 5.
"I did," I said, my cheeks hot. My eyes skittered to the car, wondering if I could beg for a few more minutes. Dad threw his hands up and I knew that was a no-go. I glanced back at Anna, my favorite person in the world. My dark-haired, dark-eyed beauty. How I'd snagged her, I didn't know. But these past 9 months with her had been the best of my life. Tears were already pouring down her cheeks, the pain in her expression gutting me. I didn't want to do this. How could I leave her behind? How could I leave Settle Down? It was the only place I'd ever called home.
"Blue!"
Dad yelled through the open window.
"We're leaving. Now!"
Anna flung herself into my arms as if she could stop me from going. Her head burrowed into my chest. I couldn't hurt her like this. What was I thinking? But there was no going back now. My dad would never allow it. Dad revved the engine. I needed to get out of here with the shred of dignity I had left. So I pressed a kiss to her hair and gave her one more hug. Then I dropped my arms and took a step to go.
"No."
She grabbed my arm. "I don't want you to go." I glanced at Lemon and Silas for help. I didn't have a choice. Lemon held up a finger at Holden, asking for his patience.
"Go on,"
he nodded.
"We'll wait."
Lemon took Anna from me.
"I've got her. We'll walk you to the car."